بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، أحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. My respected brothers and elders and mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, the ulama and mashayikh of Britain, Allama Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that when a person is heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his life is full of ghaflat, so every time there's ghafla, this unmindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where the person's life is not in accordance to Allah's commands, to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's just living a life of ma'asiyat, sin, vice, evil, an indifferent life, doesn't care about the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So each time there is ghaflat in his life, this causes his heart to become hard. كُلَّمَا كَثُرَتْ الْغَفْلَةِ كَثُرَتْ قَصْوَةُ الْقَلْبِ. The heart continues to become harder and harder and harder. When the heart becomes hard, this is not a good sign. Now the person is going to turn away completely from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forbid, if he does not make sincere tawbah, istighfar, and the dhikr of Allah, come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is great fear that as he continues in this way, then he can even leave iman. Allah protect us. So ghaflat is not something good that sets into the heart. The moment ghaflat comes, then the heart is going to become hard. Therefore, ulama have mentioned that by making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will soften the heart. This hardness of the heart will now disappear. It'll be slowly removed and the heart becomes soft again. The heart becomes soft, now he is now making efforts to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he has become a dhakir. Now he's conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will not live a life of ghaflat now. Now he will not be unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because when he's making dhikr, he's pondering over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's reminding himself that there is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is ma'budi haqiqi. He is masjoodi haqiqi. He is the only person who deserves to be prostrated before, and the only person, the only zat, the only being that can be worshipped. No other deity is worthy of being worshipped. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We proclaim the tawheed, the oneness of Allah. We say, La ilaha illallah. Therefore, Rasulullah has mentioned, Afdalu dhikri, La ilaha illallah. The best of dhikr that we make, from all the azkar, the best is La ilaha illallah. This is known as kalimatu tawheed, kalimatu tayyibah. Or kalimatu tayyibah. It is known as kalimatu taqwa. Kalimatu ikhlas. Where we are making worship only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah alone. Solely for Allah. Nobody else is worthy of being worshipped. We sing La to every other thing besides Allah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala, he once asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Man as'adu an-nasi bishafa'atik. On the day of Qiyamah, who is going to be the most fortunate person and the lucky one who will gain your intercession? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa replied to Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala that, O Abu Huraira, I always had the strong feeling that nobody will precede you in asking me this question. I knew you will be the first person to ask me this question. In other words, Rasulullah praised him. And he said, this is because of your hirs, your desire for يطلب الحديث, because you have that such an ardent fervor and desire to always acquire hadith. So I knew you will ask me this question first. And then Rasulullah says, أَسْعَدُ النَّاسِ بِشَفَاعَةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The one who will be most lucky and fortunate to get my intercession on the day of Qiyamah is that person, مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ khalisan miqalbihi. That person who recited kalima la ilaha illallah sincerely in the bottom of his heart, with his heart. So he has said la ilaha illallah not only by means of his tongue, but he has testified, he has attested, and he has confirmed, he has made tasdeeq of the qalb. He firmly believes that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is worthy of being worshipped. He is the only ilah. Allah is most powerful. He is supreme. Everything is in His control. He is the creator of the skies, the earth, the world, the realms, the akhirah. Dunya is His, akhirah is His. So, la ilaha illallah is known as the best of dhikr. And that person who recites la ilaha illallah sincerely, then he will get the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. We mentioned previously also, the man will come on the day of Qiyamah with 99 registers filled with only evil deeds, only bad deeds. What chance has such a person got now? What will be his fate and condition? And now he knows that now he has failed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, see that piece of paper, small piece of paper, bitaqa. They take this and place it on the other side of the scale. And he will think, ya Allah, what will this do? How will this avail me? How will this help me? 99 heavy registers of only evil deeds. A small paper, what is it going to do? Allah will say, I did not make zulam upon any person. And this is placed, and the moment this is placed, and this is la ilaha illallah, then immediately it outweighs those 99 registers, heavy registers of bad deeds. And the person gains salvation the hereafter. Therefore, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he once asked Allah Ta'ala for a special dhikr. Ya Allah, I want to call you with some special name, special dhikr. Allah told him, say, La ilaha illallah. He said, Ya Allah, everybody says La ilaha illallah. I want something khas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then reminded Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, O Musa, if the seven skies and all those things that are in the sky, and the seven earths and all those dwellings of the earth, if everything, all these things are placed fi kiffatin on one side of the scale in one pan, and you place la ilaha illallah on the other side, la ilaha illallah, this will become heavy. This will outweigh the entire world, seven skies, seven earths, everything in the world. So this is the power of La ilaha illallah. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayah. This is the polish of the heart. Dhikr is the polish of the heart. So Allah Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah mentioned then that when a person makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will melt the person's heart, and the sins will disappear, just like how a person takes lead and he puts it into the fire, and immediately it begins to melt and melt and melt until it disappears. Like that, the sins of the heart will melt when the person says, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to really ponder over the azamat of Allah, the kibriya of Allah, the supremacy of Allah, the jalal of Allah. When we say La ilaha illallah, we say Durud Sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله ما لغناوك ما فرما ما لخطاوك ما فرما يا الله كلنتن بلش وحات يا الله اللهم ہماری دلوں کو مصفہ مجلہ مزکہ بنا اللهم آتی نفوسنا تقواها مزکیها انت خیر من زکاها انت ولیها و مولاها یا اللہ keep our tongues moist جو ذکر یا اللہ یا اللہ make us true ذاکرین شاکرین یا اللہ make us become نیک and صالح یا اللہ make us become good people یا اللہ یا اللہ give us توفیق of emulating the sunnah of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم Ya Allah, strengthen our iman, Ya Allah. Make us live with iman, make us die with iman. Raise us to the day of Qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, grant all of us, Ya Allah, we who have raised our hands at this moment, Ya Allah. We are only knocking at your door. We are only begging from you, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Ya Allah, it is only you who we worship and we only ask you for assistance and help. We are only turned towards you, my Allah. Because there is no other person who can help us besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove all our difficulties, my Allah, our pain, our suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever humum and humum we have, whatever parishanis we have, Ya Allah, whatever depression any person is suffering from, Ya Allah. Whatever physical ailment, spiritual ailment, financial problem, my Allah, remove all our difficulties, my Allah. Give the ummah success, my Allah. Unite the ummah, Ya Allah. Keep the ummah happy, Ya Allah. You become happy with the ummah of Rasulullah SAW. Remove the difficulties and the suffering the ummah is faced with, my Allah. Protect us from all types of fitna and fasad, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah. So many have undergone surgery. So many are going for bypass. Ya Allah, so many are not well at home or at hospitals, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them shifai kamil ajil mustaqir daim. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, Ya Allah, so many have passed on recently, even, my Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawtin with iman, with the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tongues, my Allah. Give us mawtin, Madina Sharif, baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Qiyamah, and the holy kothur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, Ya Allah. Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us barakat in our rizq, Ya Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Don't make us become maqruz, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلها للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين